Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting second. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting 5th. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting 6th. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Wayne Graham. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tom Parsons. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Parsons. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Bruce. And now, play ball. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Graham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards third. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spangler. The throw from Gonder and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman bunts towards the mound. Bruce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a line drive into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 1 in the game. Graham strikes out. one out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tom Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 1 in the game. Parsons strikes out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond scoops it up and throws to first, with Bruce covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Staub moves to second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1 to nothing, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Staub moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards right. Staub fields it and throws to second to catch Hickman for the out. One out. Al Jackson pinch runs for Jesse Gonder. Wayne Gram is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gram is 0 for 2 in the game. Gram hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Hawk Taylor now catching. Bobby Clouse now playing shortstop. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a line drive into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith pinch hits for Tom Parsons. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cannell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 1, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.